6 o'clock. We are up to Pav Zayin Amud Aleph. We did not finish the Rashi's yesterday about his question was the Zakim Mamre and Bezen had an argument about Kiddush HaChodesh, how that pertains to Karis. So we said that they were arguing whether you can do the Ibur HaChodesh, Ibur HaShanah, whether you can add an other after Purim, and we're up to the Rashi on the fourth wide line on Pav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Ilah Hagisim Amru Bezen Shabalishkis Hagazis Shema'abim Achra Purim Muveris Kerbi Shuvar of Papayas. If it's in one direction, meaning they say you could be Ma'aber after Purim, who are Ma'ena Muberis, and he says not that way, because Shari Chametz v'Pesach. So he's saying it's not Muberis, he makes an earlier Pesach, and on the real Pesach, he's having people eat Chametz. The Ibka, and if he claims you could be Ma'aber, and they claim not, again, Nami Shari Chametz v'Pesach, the Zayin Karis, which the Mezit, the punishment is Karis. That's the case of Ibur Hashanah. In the Gemara, we are up to four lines in the bottom. Davar ze halacha. Kipala mimcha davar. So in the word mimcha, we learned out that the argument pertains to the Ibur HaShanah. Davar is zu halacha. That refers to an argument over halacha l'mayishim Sinai. Zu halacha is achat aser. And let me explain this. Let me take a few moments to explain this. This does not pertain anymore today, because of a chumrah that women instituted regarding themselves. It's in the time of the Gemara, this chumrah, not a modern day chumrah. And that is as follows. Biblically speaking, a woman that discharges blood, it depends which time of the month she discharges it, what halacha it has. Basically as follows. A woman that has a period, that is called nida. A nida, biblically speaking, does not need 7 clean days. But she needs it 7 days and that the flow should stop. It could be 6.5 days that she's seeing dam. As long as the blood ends at the end of the 7th day, she goes to the mikvah and she's mutter l'bayla. That is the halacha of nida. The next 11 days, whatever it is in the month, the next 11 days, in the morning, like most Rishayim, this is, I'm explaining it, it's my colleague's Rishayim, I'm picking one of the sheets. The next 11 days, she cannot become a nida. It's not normal. A woman should not be seeing blood within 11 days of her last period ending, which means a woman's cycle should be at least 18 days apart between period and period. And if she sees during those 11 days, that's not nidus. There's an 11-day window that during that 11 days, she cannot become a nida. A normal, healthy woman will have a period, will go 11 days or more without any discharge, and the next time she sees her period, she starts again. 7 days of nidus, and then an 11-day period where she cannot become a nida. And most women will go more than 11 days, and whenever she sees the next period, they'll start again. 7, 11, wait to the next period, 7, 11. What if she does discharge during those 11 days? So the halacha is, if she discharges 1 day, she has to keep 1 clean day. If she discharges 2 days, she has to keep 1 clean day. If she discharges 3 days, she becomes a zava. This is a zava. It's an aberration. It's not supposed to happen. And a zava has to keep 7 clean days. In fact, she has to keep 7 clean days until she has those 7 clean days. She doesn't become an ida. So if a woman would discharge, let's say, day 8, 9, and 10 of those 11 days, which is really in the calendar of 7 and 11, talking about 15, 16, and 17. She was a nida for 7 days, and then she discharged on day 15, 16, and 17. She has to keep 7 clean days. And if she sees blood during those 7 days, she will not become a nida. It's still part of her zivus. And until she sees those 7 clean days, she never will become a nida again. That's the halacha of zava. Women in the time of the Gemara decided that it wasn't worth, because of the fear that they might not know if it's 1 day or 2 days or 3 days. So anytime they see blood, they consider themselves zavas, and they require 7 days, clean days, which is what we do, this man hazeh. So therefore, this halacha of nida and zava does not apply to us. In the time of korbanos, it made a difference. Sometimes she had to bring a korban, sometimes she didn't have to bring a korban. But today, it makes no difference. But in the halacha of the Torah, there was a period of nidus, and then there was an 11-day period of zivus. Now, If the woman saw a discharge on day 11, she did not have to keep a clean day. If a woman saw a discharge on day 11, since day 12 is out of that 11-day window, and she did not become a zava, she only saw one day, Halacha L'Moshe Sinai says that she does not have to keep one clean day, she doesn't need to watch one day, and day 12, which is day 19, if she sees again, it's nidus, meaning her body is reverted back to normal. If she sees day 9, 10, and 11, then she becomes a zava. The question is, what if she sees day 10? Again, let me set it up. A woman is a 7-day nida, then there's an 11-day period she cannot become a nida. She can become a zava if she discharges dam 3 of those days. She discharges dam 1 of those days, she has to keep one clean day. She discharges dam 2 of those days, she has to keep one clean day. She discharges dam 3 of those days, she becomes a zava. Day 10 and 11, she cannot become a zava, because day 12 is already out of the cycle. So if she sees dam day 11, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai says, don't worry about it. Day 12, start your nidus. If you see again, you start your nidus cycle. Day 9, she can see 9, 10, and 11. So that's a regular zava. Day 10 is a machloikis. And that's a machloikis in the interpretation of the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Does day 10 need to watch day 11 clean? Because even though she cannot become a zava, but she has one day that she can still keep within those 11 days? Or do we say, since she cannot become a zava because it would require it to go to day 12, which is out of the zava's upper window, therefore she doesn't have to keep day 11 as a clean day. She sees day 10 and day 11, she's muteris anyway. That is a machlokes in the interpretation of a halacha l'moshe mitzvah. I hope I'm explaining myself well enough. And that's the machlokes, yes.
So you're saying that the halacha l'moshe mitzvah is a special case on day 10.
It's day 11 is that halacha l'moshe mitzvah for sure. That if she sees day 11, she does not have to keep day 12 clean. In fact, if she sees 11 and 12, 12 will make her a nida.
Right, so if she sees day 10, she could be mutter on day 11.
That's the machloek. That's the machloek, exactly.
That can only happen on that day.
It can only happen on day 10, correct. Because 11, for sure, she doesn't have to keep a clean day. And at 9, for sure, she does, because she can still become a zava at 9, 10, and 11, where she would have to keep 7 clean days.
What's the understanding that on day 10, she
can't become a zava?
She cannot become a zava.
Because it would require 3 days, which is 10, 11, 12, is not part of zivas.
So, why is it that she's mutter?
Because the question is, did the Torah make her keep a clean day because she might be turning into a zava, or did the Torah make her keep a clean day because she saw one day? That's basically the question of interpretation. When the Torah says the woman saw day 5, she has to keep 6 days a clean day, is it because 5 requires 6 to be a clean day, or is it because 5 might be a start of zivus, therefore she has to watch herself 6 to make sure that she's not continuing that Ziva cycle. Difference being, day 10. If it's because day 10 by itself, then day 11 would have to be clean. If it's day 10 because she becomes a Zava, she cannot become a Zava this month, because it would require her to go to day 12, which is out of the Ziva's window of 11 days. By the way, it was much more complicated for women then, because they had to know whether they're in the 7 or they're in the... In certain way it was more complicated, in certain way it was more easy. She became a nida, she didn't need 7 clean days. But a normal lady, I don't mean a normal as opposed to not normal, I mean a healthy lady, never had zivas. Because a healthy woman does not discharge blood 11 days after a period. But if she did, it became very confusing. One day, 2 days, 3 days, where is she up to? She had to keep track of her cycle. It was a much more complicated thing. That's why they decided it wasn't worth the issue, and they just said, all ladies are zivas, even with one drop of discharge. That's the Gemara. Zu halokas acharasa, asiri, on day 10, Day 10 is like day 9. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amar Asiri to Echad Aser. Day 10 is like day 11. Just like day 9 in Shimur. Day 10 needs Shimur. Shimur means keeping one clean day. In Halacha, that is called Shemeres Yaim Keneged Yaim. She keeps one clean day because she saw one day. And Rish Lakish Amar Asiri to Echad Aser, Ma Echad Aser Loi Boi Shimur, Av Asiri Loi Boi Shimur. Just like day 11 doesn't need Shimur, so does day 10. And by the way, it's not a logical argument. It is a halakha l'moshe m'Sinai argument. Now, this is a karis question. Because the woman who has relationship when she's supposed to keep one clean day, chayv karis. So here you have the Zaka Mamre and the Bezin arguing over this. Bezin paskining l'halakha like Rabbi Yochanan that she needs Shimur. Zaka Mamre saying, no, she does not. Goes back home and tells the city that, tells a lady, you don't have to keep an 11th clean day. She lives with her husband, she's chayav karis. And that is a argument over halacha l'moshe m'Sinai with a karis, a manifestation, manifests itself in a karis. Yes? One clean day. Again, it's because we don't want her to become a zava. Once there's a day break in the three, she won't combine. So if she sees day 5 and 6, if say 7 is clean, she's not becoming a zava. But it's not that the Torah said, let's find out, and if she doesn't, it never was anything. The Torah said she has to keep a clean day. If she doesn't, she's chayav karis if she lives with her husband during that day. So it is a Torah halacha. But it's only... Basically, it's the Torah's way of, this is the Torah law, that it's only a woman that can become a Zava. At least that's the way Rish Lakish understands it. If Ezra understands it, there has to be one day left in the 11 days to keep the Shimur. So if she sees day 10, there's still day 11 available to keep as a clean day. And if she doesn't see it as a clean day, nothing happens because day 12 can't make her a Zava anyway. But she's obligated biblically to keep it as a clean day, and if she lives with her husband, she's violating Karis. Yes?
Of which
not a chumrah. Oh, you mean a chumrah of Bnei Yisrael, yes?
Now a chumrah of anyone. Which has been gone to obligatory.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Which has gone to obligatory on further generations.
Oh, a whole bunch of them. I can't think of any offhand, but that's a whole bunch of them.
That comforts me. But then again, this one involves burning of truma and kachem.
No, because the chumrah started post all these halach.
I
don't think so. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah. It's mentioned. I'm a Reb Zeira, but I see Shmuel Achmiros Al Atzmam. So I don't know whether it's so started in the time of Truman Kutchum and they had to keep track of that. Something tells me that this Chumrah was placed. It definitely was put in place after the Beit HaMikdash, because in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, they had to keep track of Zivas for Karbonis' sake.
Right, right.
And Zivas doesn't bring a carbon, and Zivas does. So obviously, this started post Beit HaMikdash, that's for sure.
But you still have Truman with.
Right. Very little left after the Beit HaMikdash. But it definitely started in the Amoraic days, not in the Tanoic days. Dr. Rashi. Yeah, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan.
The Zaka Mamre is saying, I hold it for Rish Lakish.
Well, the Zaka Mamre lives well before Rish Lakish. It would saying a machloikis that pertains to a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that could be the case of argument. That's what we're saying.
Could be the case.
The Torah said you can have a machloikis about a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that pertains to Karis.
In other words, the time that they submit this, they knew that the tent was not.
I didn't say that. I don't know which way they knew. We always set it up, again, for no reason but just style. We could say that the Zaka Mamre held one way and the Bezin held the other way, whatever way it went. But since we paskin like the Bezin, we set it up that way. That's all. If we paskin like Rish Lakish, we would set it up the other way.
So it was no suffix. It was no suffix.
Well, it was. The Zaka Mamre was arguing over Bezin. But Bezin paskin, that's the halacha.
They didn't have a suffix.
It never happened again. It's not like this story happened. We're saying where you could have had an argument. Well, Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish are arguing about it, and we don't find it earlier. That means before that they knew the halakha. Either way, I don't know which way they knew the halakha. We will say they knew the halakha for Rabbi Yochanan because that's the way we paskin. Only because that's the way we paskin. Rosh Lakish would say they knew the halakha was like me. It's not a story that happened. We're saying how you could have a case of Zonkin Mamre pertaining to halakha Levashim and Sinai. That's all we're saying. Dr. Rashi. Halach Hilchus Achad Asar. Yayim Achlin Shayud Aleph Shebe Nida Lenida. The last day of the 11 days between Nida Lenida. Chaimelon Yud Aleph Yayim Shebe Nida Lenida Halacha Lamaisha Mitzinai. This 11 day halacha is a halacha Lamaisha Mitzinai. The Torah does not identify the number of days. The Torah says a Zava happens Beloy Eis Nedasa, in the time when she cannot become an Ida. But the Torah does not say how long that time is. We don't know. If you read Chumash, it just says there's a woman that has a time of Nidas, and a woman that's in the time that she cannot become an Ida. But the Torah doesn't say how many days it is. Came Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai and said, it's 11 days. And Mish'avru Zayin Yimei Anida, once her 7 days of Nidus passed, and by the way, those are not clean days, they do not have to be clean, biblically, it is impossible for this lady to become an Ida until 11 days pass. The Chol Damim Sharaya Behem Dam Zivahe. During those 11 days, whatever she sees is blood of Zivas. The Imrasa Behem Yayim or Yimayim Ritzufim, if she sees 1 or 2 days consecutive, Shemeres Yayim Gimel. If it's 2 days, she will keep her 3rd day clean. Then Paskim Alei Rasabai, and if she did not see, if she stopped seeing on day 3, Tevelas Baibiyayim, she goes to the mikveh that day, Tahira, and that night she becomes Tahar. Then Rasa Gimel Yamam Ritzufim, if she saw over 3 consecutive days, by the way, over 3 days doesn't mean a constant flow, but she saw on Sunday and on Monday and on Tuesday, then Havi Zibul Karvan, she has to bring a carbon. Ulatilas Mayim Chayim, this is a major machlokes Rishayim. In Shabbos, Rashi argues on this. It's a contradiction of Rashi. Here, Rashi seems to say that a Zava needs to go to the mikvah in a well, in a spring, not in a regular kosher mikvah of rainwater. We don't paskin that way, because women today go to the mikvah in regular water, whether there's zivas or nidus, right? We don't mock with that. Rashi in Shabbos brings this opinion and argues on it, says it's not true. Ula tefilas mayim chayim, and requiring to be titled in a well water. Now on the side it says that Rashash changes these 3 words in order to avoid the contradiction in Rashi, and he adds the word ula sfira zayim nekiyim. She has to keep 7 clean days. And they argue about the last day. Only 1 exception was made for day 11. Two exceptions, 2 halakas were said, they call it Mishulafanov, to differentiate day 11 from the days before it. This machloikis is at the end of Masechtas Nida, there are 2 versions of the machloikis over there. The Chagmi Nayu Nakataka, we're only quoting 1 version. Asiri, Rabbi Yechon Amar Hukachik, Maharoya Bachi, just like a woman who sees on day 9 of those 11 days. Tzrichaliyah Shemeres Asiri has to keep the 10th day. Shari Ruya Mitzirav Gimul Laziva, because it can combine 9, 10, 11 to make her a Zava. V'shematira Basiri Hashnayim, perhaps she will see on day 10, which is 2. The Tavz of Matira Bacharasa Hare Gimul, and she'll see again on day 11, which is 3 consecutive days. Afaroya Asiri, even the woman who sees day 10, Tzrichaliyah Shemeres Acharasa, she has to keep day 11. Even though the woman who sees on day 10 cannot ever have a 3 consecutive day here, because day 12 will not combine. If she has not seen 3 consecutive days during the 11 days, day 12 is the beginning of the Nidus. The Hainu, the Kamar of Yechon Hassam, Hilchas Sayyid Aleph. There's only 1 halacha about 11th day. Halacha achas nem rubay lechalik mishulafanav. The only 1 halacha differentiated day 11 from the other 10 days. Ma'iu, what is it? leboy shimur, the shemerish name aser negdai. The only difference between day 11 and the other 10 days is that if she sees on day 11 the first time, 12th day does not have to be clean. The lami made zivahu. It's not from the days of zivas. Avul shavuv shalafanav, day 11 is equal to any other day, the ashimur levias asiri. Then she saw on day 10, she has to keep day 11 clean. Shem shasiri shimur levias chi. Just like day 10 is kept clean for the 9th day, day 11 has to be kept clean for the 10th day. 11 is only different that if you see on 11, you don't have to keep 12 clean. But if you see on 10, Rabbi Eichanan says, you do have to keep 11 clean. Rish Lakish amar, asiri kachar aser, that the 10th is like the 11th. Ma achar aser leboy shimur, shnei maser. Just like if she sees on day 11, she does not have to keep day 12 clean. Shara ein hashnei maser mimei aziva, because day 12 is not from the days of ziva. Af asiri leboy shimur liya shemeris yud aleph. So if she sees on day 10, she does not have to keep day 11 clean. Rish Lakish says, "Halakha l'moshe miSinai said she does not have to keep one clean day, only if it's possible for her to have three consecutive zivas." Rish Lakish shtei halachas nemru b'yom achar aser. Two differences were said about the 11th day. L'chalik mishar yam shalufanov, to separate it from the other days. Achash ain't tzarach shimur. One is that if she sees day 11, she doesn't have to keep a clean day. The achash ain't nasa shimur l'riyas asiri. And the other one is that if she only saw on day 10, she doesn't have to keep day 11 clean. Now the iflig zakamamer rabbanim b'hilkat achas aser k'difligur of shlomtish Rabbi Yechanan. If the zakamamer and the rabbanim argue in the same argument to Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan, having davish as dinah karis, we're dealing with something that's karis. Al shemeres keneged jaim, al shemeres shem keneged jaim chayiv karis. Because that one clean day that she has to keep would be a kiyuv of karis. Could have said kol yemei zayv tumasa, but the shina yemei v'kol yemei. We have a drasha that says that a woman that has to keep that one clean day and she doesn't keep it, chayiv karis. So therefore, there's an argument here about a halacha l'moshe miSinai that pertains to karis. So when the pasuk said davar zu halacha, this is the case where you could have an argument about a halacha l'moshe miSinai with karis ramifications. That's the translation of davar. V'mishpat. The move on mishpat. The third case was mishpat zahadin. That's an argument about a gzeirus shava. Which argument about a gzeirus shava has karis ramifications? Then bitay manu sasai. We had this earlier in Sanhedrin. The Torah does not talk about a person committing arayas with his own daughter. The Torah says a person who commits arayas with his wife's daughter. The Torah talks about his own granddaughter. The Torah never says bitay, and we derive it with a gzeirus shava. Ein ein shem adin. We cannot use kal v'chomer to punish, so we derive it with a gzeirus shava. The Amar Rava Amali Rav Yitzchak bar Avdumi. Asya heina heina, asya zima zima. It was a double gzereshava. One to make it usher and one to give it sreifa. Now, if the Zakamambe claims that gzereshava is not true, that means he's saying that if a person lives with his daughter, he is not chayiv karis, and that's impossible. He is chayiv karis, so you're going to have a machlokes about a gzereshava with karis ramifications. And that's the case of mishpat. Mishpat zahadin, which means a nafkamina in karis. Rashi, the vitzchik bar abdimi, the eluhen and the shrubim precious fire explained it, gabi bitam and the sasa, the mahai dini yafina, we learn it out from this gzeri shavu, the hudavar shizayin in karis. Again, what we're doing is we're going through the pasuk. Kipale mimcha davar la mishpat. Mcha told us the argument is about ibar hashana, and it could have karis consequences. And Davar told us the argument is about halacha l'maishe miSinai that could have karis consequences. And Mishpat told us it's an argument about a gzeirus shava that could have karis consequences. And we move on the pasuk. The next part of the pasuk was bein dam l'dam. There could be argument about blood, and that has karis consequences.
Yeah, but the case by Bitam and Seso is something that is... That's gzeirus, right?
No, it's not. It's a gzeirus shava.
In the first two... But the Dinim didn't know that?
What do you mean?
He went to the first...
Yeah, I guess they had an argument. They weren't clear. Again, you're claiming, we know it, why didn't they know it, right? Well, you're living post facto. You're living after the Zer Sheva was established. By the way, we don't even know if this ever happened.
I understand, but
this, nobody's saying this ever happened. They're saying this could have happened. Right? Nobody's saying it happened. It could have happened. Okay, that's the Gemara Vayta. Bein dam l'dam, bein dam nida l'dam leida dam ziva. Three kinds of bloods they can't be arguing about. So we're going to have to come up with three cases. Dam nida, v'pukta dam kavya b'malal v'rabonam. Zitnan. Dam hayoruk. Now remember, we just mentioned a moment ago that in the days when they kept the difference between nidas and zivas, a woman that became a nida kept 7 days. Now this can create a problem because there are different shades of discharges. When she has the shade that makes her a nida, she starts her 7 days. Let's say the woman had a shade of red that might not be dam nidas. Now today we consider all blood dam nidas. But in those days there were all kinds of different shades. One of the arguments was about yellow. Dam hayoruk. A yellowish, greenish discharge. Is that called blood or not? If it is, she has this yellowish discharge on Sunday. Sunday is her first day of Nidus. Like the Shabbos, she can go to the mikvah. On Monday, it turned red. Now, if you learn that the yellowish discharge is not blood, her Nidus didn't start to Monday, which would mean she can't go to the mikvah to Sunday night. So on one hand, considering this yellowish discharge dam makes her a nida earlier, but on the other hand, not considering it dam makes her a nida later, because the shade changed from yaruk to red. So this is an argument, and it has karis consequences, because during those 7 days she's chayav karis. 7 days from when? From when the nida started. She doesn't need 7 clean days. See, if she kept 7 clean days, this would be no machkamina. Who cares when it started? She needs to keep 7 clean days. Here the problem is, she didn't have 7 clean days, she had 7 days. But the 7 days is from the beginning of her nidus. Now, on Sunday, she had this yoruk. Akavya b'malal would say, she is tamei. But, making her tamei on Sunday sounds like a chumrah, but it also allows her to go to the mikvah ma'aseh Shabbos. The Rabbanim say, yoruk is not dam. The dam started on Monday. So, she's tar on Sunday, but she's tamei the next Sunday. And this is a machlokes, where you have a machlokes in dam nida, with karis consequences. So that's what this says. Dam nida, b'pukta d'akavi b'malal b'rabonam. Now we learn. Dam hayoruk. Well, how does he translate yoruk? Yellow or green?
Yellowish.
Akavi b'malal matame, b'chachame matarim. Rashi, hayoruk, akavi b'malal matame. Dam hayara kavi dam hanida. Rav Akavya ben Malalo says, yellowish discharge is blood. Mimamri zakamamri kakavi ben Malalo. And if the zakamamri paskins like Akavya ben Malalo, maisla lechi of karas. He can make this lady be chai of karas. It sounds like he's being machmer, but on the other end, he's being mekel. Shepamim sheraya dam hayara betchilas nidusa. At the beginning, she has this yellow discharge. Ulubitsai peiz yam emraya day dam adayim. And 2 days later, it turns red. Upaiseket, and then it stops. Behimas chalos lidman shivas yamim mariyas dam yoruk. Akadim malala would say your 7 days started as soon as you had the yellowest discharge. Vetevelas, and at the end of 7 days, she goes to the mikvah, mishameshes and bailo, beiz yamim benidusa. We don't paskin like Akadim malala. So according to halacha, she's still in nida for 2 more days. Fishadam ayarik taruhu v'haylo lahaschul b'mis mariyas dam edad. See, this is a problem that only comes because there's no 7 akiyam. If there's 7 akiyam, I don't care when she started. I just count 7 clean days. But if it's a 7 days, so 7 days can be 6 days of discharge and 1 clean day. So 6 days of what kind of discharge? She had 2 days of yellow, which according to the Rabbanon meant nothing. So according to the Rabbanon, the nida started day 3, which means she has to be a nida for 7 days. And according to Akavim Malalo, she's on her 3rd day already. So at the end, Akavim Malalo is matur to her husband 2 days earlier. So if the Zakamamri doesn't have this argument, the Zakamamri is being matur karis. That's the case of Dam Nida. Dam Leida, Bepukta the Rav and Lady. Dam Leida is the Machloikas Rav and Lady. And let me explain. Again, Halacha that does not pertain today. This is Halacha we don't keep anymore. Again, because of the Chumrah of Benayis Yisrael. But in the time of the Torah, if you read the Chumash, a woman that gave birth was Tamei for X amount of days. 7 for a boy, 14 for a girl. After that, she had a certain amount of days. That during those days, even if she discharged blood, she was Tahar. They're called Dam Tahara, Dam Tayar. Tahar Dika blood. For a boy, it's 33 days, which means from day 8 through day 40 of childbirth. And for a girl, it's day 15 through day 80. During those days, 66 days. During those days, even if she discharges blood, she's Tahar. Now, there's an argument, Rav and Levi. This woman is seeing blood constantly from the time of childbirth. And now comes to day 8. Rav says, she has to, which is the way it happens, Rav says, that day 8, this blood turns tahar. So she goes to the mikvah at the end of 7 days, even though she's still discharging, never stops. She's having a slight flow, never stops. And she's now mutter for the next 33 days. And then at the end of those 33 days, even though it never stops, it becomes tumah again. The same discharge can turn from tumah to tara to tumah. First 7 days it's tumah, day 8 to day 40 it's tahar, day 41 it becomes tumah. Levi says no. Levi says the halakha of dam tayar is if she stopped after 7 days. Then if she starts again, we say it came from a different source, and that's tahar. And if it stops again, and started again after day 40, we say it's a regular dam nidus. But if it's constant, she never became tahar, because the dam later continued past 7 days. Let me explain myself again. The Torah said a woman is coming for 7 days and is tahar for 33. Rav says, even if she's constantly seeing, the Torah said this blood becomes tahar between day 7 and between day 8 and day 40. Therefore, at the end of day 7, she goes to the mikvah. She's finished with her childbirth. She's seeing blood. This blood doesn't bother us. And she goes till day 40. She's seeing blood. And day 41, she becomes an eater. Levi says, there's got to be a stop. There's got to be a transfer in the source of blood. And if it's a constant, we say her dam later never ended, and she does not become tahar on day 8. Tantra, on the other end, if she stopped on day 7, started on day 8, and continued past day 40, if it doesn't stop then, it's still dam tayar. There's got to be a stop and a switchover in where the blood is coming from. If there's no stop and switchover, the halacha doesn't apply. Now this is karis consequences. Here is a lady, she sees dam on day 8, right? She sees dam on day 41, let's say. Let's go the other way. She sees dam on day 41. Now, she's seen dam constantly from 40 to 41. Rav would say she is not tamei, and she's tamei, and Levi would say she's not tamei. Because Rav would say, even though it's the same blood, but the Torah said from 8 to 40 it's tahar, at 41 it becomes tamei. And Levi would say, unless there's a stop, it's still dam tayar. There's Akamamre's passing like Levi. Bezin is passing like Rav. And there's a question of karis here. I hope I explained myself well enough.
Does it matter when it, let's say it would have stopped during those 33 days, and their step 8 was still tamei, or was still flow, okay?
Quick Rav, or mostly a lady, right?
In the middle of 33, it stopped.
So that at that point, dam tayar starts, but she doesn't get only up to day 40. She doesn't get the complete.
I understand that, but so if it becomes according to everybody, it would be
dam tayar.
And then if it continues on,
it would be a machloekis again. Right. The question is it the same blood that's happening? When the Torah says dam tayar is mutter, is it the same blood that the Torah just says zeris hakasef? It doesn't answer now. Or is it that the Torah is telling you that the mechanism of the lady switches? At the end of 7, something shuts off. At the end of 8, something else starts. Now, in order for that switch to occur, there's got to be a clean period. I don't know how long that clean period has to last. A minute? 5 minutes? I don't know. But whatever that minute, that period is, at that point, source A switches off, source B starts. That's how Levi understands it. And if there's no switch off, so then it still remains Tameh. Or on the other end, it still remains Tohar. And it is as Kar's consequence. Doctor, you wanted to ask something?
I was just wondering if this is... I don't see any references to this anywhere else in Shas.
And Nida, at length. At length.
What are they going to refer to? Because Levi, obviously the greatest way to Darsh the Pesukim is according to Rav. Levi has his reasons. So I was just wondering what his reasons are.
It's a Sugya Nida.
That would make sense.
Dam Levi b'Levi b'Puk to the Rav Levi. Hit my we learn. Rav Amar Mayin Echad Hu. It's one source. Hatayrit Timasai, Hatayrit Tirasai. Tayrit says it's Tamei or Tahar. By the way, I was talking about boys, girls who would be day 14 and day 80. Levi Amar Shnei Mayanasei. Two sources. Nistam Hatamei, Niftach Hatar. The Tamei has to close in order for the Tahar to open up. Nistam Hatamei, Hatar, Niftach Hatamei. The Tar has to close in order for the Tameh to open up. Rashi. Such Rashi, Mayan Echadu. Dama Bobishwayim Shom Lekeva. Rashi picks a girl. 2 weeks of a girl. Shu Tameh. The Dama Bobishwayim Shu Tar. And the blood that happens after 2 weeks, which is Tar, Mayan Echadu, is from one source. Hatayrit Tumasek Kol Shwayim. The Tayrit says it's Tameh for 2 weeks. Hatayrit Turatu Lachashwayim. The Tayrit says it's Tar after 2 weeks. Because of the Timasa Lachet Shekolin Yemei Tayer, and after day 80, the Tayer said the same blood becomes Tamei again. Levi Amar Beis Mayanasei. Levi says this is considered two wells, two sources. Nistam Atamei Lachet Shuayim. The Tamei closes after 2 weeks, or could close after 2 weeks. The Niftel Hatar. Ukshenistam Atar B'Soif Yemei Tayer, and when it ends at day 80, Niftel Hatamei. Raminim B'Mesechtas Nidim Mai Benayu. Who cares whether it's one source or two sources? But the Gemara says, "B'shifas she flows mitarik shvuayim la'achas shvuayim." On days 14, she's seeing blood, which is tamei, and that blood does not stop at the end of day 14; continues into day 15. I mitarik shmeinim la'achas shmeinim. She started seeing blood on day 80, which is dam tayar, and that blood does not stop; continues into day 81. Even though the well did not stop, and the same well, the same source is producing the blood after 2 weeks, tahar. She has to stop for a while. The name of Nista Matame, we have to be convinced that the Tame has closed. The same thing would be true on the other end. The woman who flows from 80 to 81, Larav Tameya. Even though it's the same blood, the Torah made it Tamei. Even though it's the same source as the blood that happened yesterday. She has to stop seeing for a while, and the new source reopens. Now, if the Zaka Mamre and the Rabbanan would argue, this would be Karis. It could happen on either end. But since we want to go to Halacha, we're going to have Bezen doing like Rav, and the Zaka Mamre doing like Levi. Again, because we want to work things out in Halacha. If Rabbanan ka Rav hu ka Levi, he ka Karis lacha yimei tayar. If the Rabbanan are like Rav, and he's like Levi, so then, at the 81, Levi would say, no Karis. Rav would say, yes Karis. Bezen Paskin, yes Karis. He tells the lady, go ahead and have a relationship. That's an Isser Karis. We Rabbanan ka Levi hu ka Rav. And if it's the other way, Ikikaris Betchilis Yimei Tayar on day 15. Rav would say, go ahead, you can have a relationship. Levi would say, you can't. And he's passing like Rav, and Bezen is passing like Levi. Rav Lekula, Levi Lechumra. Each one has a Chumra and a Kula with Karis consequences. And since it has Karis consequences, this is a case of Beidam Ladam, which affects Karis. So far we had Dam Nida, they're arguing on the shades. Dam Leida, they're arguing on the flow, whether it has to be a stop for the sources to switch over or not. And then we go to the third type of blood, which is Dam Ziba. And let me explain the halacha that we're going to be basing it on here. The halacha is a woman that sees blood during the 11 days where she is not capable of being an Ida, she becomes a Zava. Now, 99.9%, and I just made it up, like most statistics are made up, of women do not see blood during pregnancy. So therefore, they're not Nidus nor Zivas during pregnancy. We're dealing with a woman that had periods during her pregnancy. How it happened, I don't know, I'm not a doctor, but this is what happened. She had periods during her pregnancy. So she was a Nida during her pregnancy. And she became Mutter, and she had 11 days, she could become a Zava, and she became a Nida again, and this continued for 9 months. During the days of birth, when childbirth arrived, time of childbirth, she was in her 11 days of Zivas. And she started seeing dam of childbirth. Now, a woman that gives birth does not need 7 clean days, biblically. A woman that's a Zava needs 7 clean days. If she's a Zava before she gives birth, then besides being tummy 7 days for giving birth, she needs 7 clean days to get rid of her zivas. If she's not a Zava when she gives birth, so then all she needs is 7 days, and Rav and Levi will kick in what happens on day 8. Now, what happened here was, this lady started having childbirth pain and seeing dam. That blood is not called dam zivas, even though it's in the 11 days, because it's being triggered by childbirth. She's having labor pain. The labor pain is causing her to bleed. Labor is causing her to bleed. And this dam that's triggered by labor pain is not dam zivas. We learn now from a pasuk that zivas has to be natural, not triggered by labor pain. What happened? She went into labor and she saw dam. And then the labor stopped, and she continued bleeding. And now she's seen dam over 3 days. First day was due to labor pain. Second day was due to labor pain. But then the labor pain stopped, and she continued bleeding. So the halacha is, at a certain point we say, this is not blood of labor, but this is blood of zivas. How much of time does she have that we say that it's no longer labor pain? Let me explain again. This woman is in her 11-day window of zivas. But she did not see blood right away, naturally. She saw it because of labor. That does not make her a zava. But that would be if the labor continues and then she gives birth. Here the labor stopped, and she continued to bleed. So we say to ourselves, maybe this is zivas. So there's a machlokes tanoim, how long that stop has to be, in order for us to say that she does become a Zava. And this can have karis consequences. If she's a Zava, then she needs Shiva Nikiyam. And if she has a relationship before Shiva Nikiyam, she's got karis. If she's not a Zava, she does not need 7 clean days, and she's not Chai of karis. So let's read it inside. Zakta Gemara, this is the Plukta, Damziva, the Plukta, the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua. Zip not. Kishisha Shloisha Yavim, Betaych Achar Asu Yayim. She had childbirth for 3 days within the 11 days of Nidus. Again, this has to be a woman that had periods. She can't be within her 11 days unless she just had a period. So we have this pregnant woman that did not stop seeing blood like most pregnant women do, but and continued having her periods. So she had a period, and now she's in the 11 days, and she's having childbirth for 3 days. Kishisa means childbirth pain, labor pain. A woman that's Makasha Leilid. She's, that's the way the term out, what? Contractions. Contracting to give birth. Kishisa means contractions, right? How does he translate Kishisa?
In labor.
In Shafsa. Is it Shafsa or Shafsa? I think it's Shafsa. Shafsa. In Shafsa, Meisla Eiz Vyoda. If she stops labor pain for 24 hours and then gives birth, right? And even if the blood stopped, She saw 3 days of blood with labor pain. Then the blood stopped for 24 hours. But the birth didn't take place until 24 hours after those 3 days of bleeding. So we say, obviously those 3 days were not labor pains, because there's a 24-hour break between the labor pains and the birth, which means they're not really labor pains, they were zivus. The yelet b'elda, harzu yelet is b'zayt. Diver Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer, and Rabbi Yeshua says, Laila v'yayim, kelele Shabbos v'yayim. And Rabbi Yeshua says that it needs to be a night and then a day. 24 hours does not suffice. It has to be she stopped for a 24-hour calendar day. Jewish calendar day. Night and then day. So if she stops from 2 p.m. to 2 p.m., going to be sure she's still a Yeletus, she's not Bezayit. But if she stops from 8 p.m. to the next 8 p.m., then that's a simon that she's no longer in labor, and that the original 3 days were not labor, and therefore she becomes a Zava. And Rabbi Shua adds in that I don't care if she stops bleeding or doesn't stop bleeding, if her pain stops, that's a raya that whatever happened was not labor. If he stops the pain, either for 24 hours or for a calendar day, now this is a machlokes with karas consequences, because here is this lady, stopped for 24 hours, did not stop for a calendar day, right? And that's in Paskins, she's a Zava. And the Zaka Mamre said, no, she's not. She didn't stop for a calendar day. And she gives birth. She doesn't keep seven clean days. Going to Rabbi Yezer, she's a Zava. Going to Rabbi Shua, she's not a Zava. And they're arguing about something that's current. So here you have an argument about Dam Zivus that pertains to current. Yes.
It could be a din in Karis, but could it be that
the Zaka Mamre was Lakula? He has to be Lakula because he's telling somebody to violate Karis.
No. Why can't this be the halacha? The machlokas is in Karis and the halacha, but he happens to hold, let's say, Lakumra.
So then he's not telling anybody to do against
Beth. But that's fine, but it's a Karis case.
I understand, but he's not going to be Chayav Misa. What did he tell a person to do? Be Machmer? For that, you don't get caught in Misa.
No, but that's not the point. That's not the issue.
But here we are. He goes back to his city. He has to paskin against Ben. What does he say?
He's going, let's say, L'chumra.
So then nobody's going to, it's not going to happen.
But it doesn't matter. But the bottom line is, he's arguing in a Kari's case.
True, but he has to paskin to do something to, he has to tell a person to do something.
No.
Who says
that he has to paskin that someone should do something?
You're right. This is the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban I mentioned yesterday. The Rambam agrees to you. The Ramban says he has to paskin in a Karis case. So we'll do this case again tomorrow. For Shkaidish today, Shachrus is starting very shortly.